Well, it's a great honor, of course. I've worked at the museums for many years in a variety of capacities. But to get to this stage in my career where I've been offered the position as president is really exciting.
And now you're coming on board as an effort is underway to open a fifth museum that would be devoted to the famed children's book author Theodore Seuss Geisel. How's that effort going?
We are in the midst of a capital campaign, as you might know. We're in what is called the quiet phase, where we are approaching major donors so we can hopefully get to 80% of our campaign goal by June. And in June, we will go public, meaning we are going to make a big announcement about the capital campaign, do some online fundraising, and really get the word out about the fact that we are raising money for the Dr. Seuss Museum, as well as some other improvements across our campus. So as part of the campaign, we have a goal of doing major renovations to the George Walter Vincent Smith Art Museum, which is a Victorian museum. We need to do some work on the roof and skylights. We're going to replace the entrance, and we're going to restore the Tiffany stained glass windows that are just such a rare feature of that museum. We're also going to be doing some work on our Welcome Center to make it more visitor-friendly.
What's the impact on tourism? Do you bring a lot of people into Springfield from outside the area just to visit the museums?
Our annual attendance numbers over 400,000, and we know we have a significant impact on the local economy. It's measured on an annual basis as $13 million.
And as an educational resource, can you talk a little bit about what the museums mean there?
Well, you know, the museums were founded many years ago. It was actually 1857 when the museums were first established. And from the very beginning, there was an educational mission for the institution. Around the turn of the century, one of the leaders of the organization called it the People's University, and I think that name still applies today. We are a tremendous resource for school children, for college students, and just for visitors of all backgrounds. So there are four museums as part of our complex, and we operate really as a single institution.
Is that structure unique in the world of museums?
Oh, it certainly is. The Smithsonian is the model that we typically refer to when we try to explain how we're organized and how our administration functions. But it's very unique to have, you know, the four disciplines represented in one single interdisciplinary museum complex.
As the museum president, does that pose a challenge to you? Do you have the art people tugging at you in one direction and the history people in another?
Well, actually, I think everyone who works here sees it as a tremendous advantage and something that we really benefit from. It's very exciting.